Newcastle Hunters at 2NURFM 103.7. Amanda McCreed for the Mark Rock Morning Show. And on the line to tell us about an upcoming event for Soul Hub is their general manager, Matthew Ortica. Good morning, Matt. Hey, how are you going? Good.
I'm very well.
Excellent. Can you tell us give us an overview of Soul Hub and what drives the work you and your team do in the community?
Yeah, so Soul Hub is a charity driven by the need in our community. There's a lot of vulnerable people in our town, homeless people, people with housing insecurity. There's a lot of people who are experiencing mental unwellness, addiction, and there's probably more people than we care to know about who are just socially isolated, if not just alone. And so Soul Hub is a small local charity. We're not government funded. We're volunteer driven. And we exist to support those vulnerable groups in our city.
Well, you do some amazing work. And you've got an event happening on May 16th, Sleep Out for Soul at the Bolton Street Car Park in Newcastle. Can you tell us more about that and why you're doing it?
Yeah, so the why is really easy. It's our major annual fundraiser. And we try and raise a bunch of money that is about fundraising, but it's not really about the money because the money pays for what we do with our guests. So in the Bolton Street car park on the top levels overlooking the beautiful harbour and the lights at night, we'll have a large gathering. There'll be bands, there'll be food trucks, there'll be fire pits, there'll be a presentation about Soul and a dance-off. And we'll have a great big wonderful community time. And then on the three levels below that in the car park, everyone will set up their camps. They'll gather in groups. Some people will just sleep on a piece of cardboard. Other people will be glamping and they'll bring everything, including the kitchen sink. And they'll just camp out overnight and it's a lot of fun.
It is. Well, I was there last year and we were performing and it was a fantastic night. There were so many people and it was great to hear some of the stories from people that you've helped. You also had a charity auction. Will you be doing that again this year?
Yeah, so we'll be auctioning five packs. There'll be like a family pack and then a bloke's pack, a getaway pack, a ladies' pack. So there'll be five auctions on the night. And that's always a lot of fun because people, you know, start carrying on and bidding against each other. And that's a good laugh as well as it raises money for Soul Hub.
Well, you're aiming to raise, what, $200,000? Is that right?
Yeah, that'd be fantastic if we could do that.
And what kind of impact will that have on your services and the people you support?
It's massive because, as I mentioned, we're not government funded. We're purely community funded. And so Sleep Out for Soul, if we can raise that $200,000, that will just pay for every single thing we do, from buying food to our social workers who are looking after guests. It'll pay for everything for 3 to 4 months.
Well, it's a great cause. For anyone wanting to sign up for the Sleep Out, how long does it go for and what should they bring?
Sign up on our website, soulhub.org.au. We gather sort of after work from 5 to 6. The formalities kick off at 7 o'clock on the Friday night and that, you know, the band and the food trucks and everything will be there. And we go through till, 8 or 9 the following morning.
Well, I wish you all the best with it, Matt, and hopefully you get a huge turnout. It's such a great event for a worthwhile cause. Really appreciate you chatting to us today.
No, thanks for your time and thanks for letting us tell Newcastle about it.
Thank you. Sleep Out for Soul is on Friday, May 16. And if you'd like to sign up or make a donation, head to soulhub.org.au or you can check out our community events calendar for more information at 2NURFM.com.au.